Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Cynthia Warren and Nan Billings from Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce. Heathcote will begin hosting a monthly Pioneer Family Days starting on Saturday, January 13th. Ladies, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cynthia, you're the director. For someone who's never been to Heathcote, what are they going to find there?
I think they're going to be inspired and just in awe of the beauty and the serenity of the nature. And it's so hard to believe once you're inside the botanical garden that you're actually in the city of Fort Pierce. It's beautiful.
I know you've undergone a series of expansions throughout the years. How large is it now?
Heathcote is 5 acres, and we have a little more than 2.5 acres built out at this point. We have several garden rooms and the bonsai galleries. There's a Japanese garden, butterfly garden, palm walk. We have a rainforest, which is absolutely beautiful with the new water feature. We have a children's garden, a no-till organic garden, which is really cool because we take the food from that and feed the hungry in Fort Pierce. It's an awesome program. And the bonsai gallery, of course, is the largest in the United States of America, the tropical display of the bonsai. So it's gorgeous.
I'm speaking today with Cynthia Warren and Nan Billings from Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce. So, Nan, tell me about Pioneer Family Days. And I understand you actually have a Pioneer house.
Yes, we do have a Cracker House. It was a replica of Bud Adams' family home when his family moved down to Florida. And he and O.C. Peterson have built this house, and they've also donated an awful lot so that we can show what a replica Pioneer home would look like.
What will someone experience at Pioneer Family Days? How far back are we going?
They're going to experience Florida in the 1800s with the addition of the Treasure Coast muzzleloaders and their reenactments. It's a nice visual because they can see the dress that our Florida pioneers wore. They can see the tools that they had to build by hand, the weaponry, the guns that they would shoot. They built all those guns by hand. They had to build everything themselves. Whatever they had to build it or make it or provide for it in one way or another. I don't think children can conceive that right now. They don't have that understanding that you can survive with nature and be sustainable in nature.
What inspired you to create Pioneer Family Days?
I think I admired my grandparents so much that they always had a garden. They always recycled everything that they used before that was a popular thing. They always tried to care for the land. And we as children learned how to make things from scratch. And I'd like to install that in other children and families that is available.
What conclusions can you come to about what life was like in Florida back in the 1800s?
All I can say is I'm glad I didn't have to survive in Florida like that. It was very hard.
Cynthia, you might think summer, it's hot, people wouldn't want to be outside, but you actually have a lot going on at Heathcote during the summer. Tell me about some of the other programs that you're going to be doing this summer.
We do. Every Tuesday we have Tai Chi, which we have quite a few participants in that. We're starting a yoga class. We also have a summer play date in the gardens, which is geared towards child care providers.
And you could actually rent out the facility for weddings and whatnot?
Absolutely. We have facility rentals available, and we've had many, many weddings, beautiful, beautiful weddings, birthday parties, even memorials. Anything that's a celebration of life or a special event can take place at Heathcote.
I've been speaking today with Cynthia Warren and Nan Billings from Heathcote Botanical Gardens in Fort Pierce. If you'd like to find out more about the gardens or Pioneer Family Days, we'll have contact information on our website, wqcs.org. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.